Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. It's the 26th of Elul. We are learning together Mishneh Yomi in Chapter 4 of Tanit, Mishneh Hey. It's actually our second to last day learning Tanit. It'll be in Megillah in a few days. In yesterday's Limud, we were discussing the interplay between the Ma'amadot, the shifts that were representing the entire Jewish nation in the Karbanic services at the Temple, and they had special fast days and special Torah readings and Tfilot. That they had, but those weren't done if there was also a korban etzim, an offering of wood. Now, Mishneh Hey picks up on that topic. Zman atzei kohanim ve'am, the times of the year when they would donate the wood from kohanim or the entire nation, tisha. There were 9 times a year, as the Mishnah will explain. So what's going on here, the Bartner explains, the Gemara explains, is that when the nation of Israel returned from the Babylonian exile and was rebuilding, reconsecrating the temple, there wasn't enough firewood. There just wasn't enough fuel. And you can have everything you need, but if there's no firewood, nothing happens. Like, you could have all the appliances and all the modern trappings, but without electricity, nothing works. So certain people, certain families stepped up and donated their own firewood to get the flame going. You understand, to get the offerings going again in the temple, these families stepped up, and the prophets of that time, of that generation, when the Jews came back to Yerushalayim and restarted the temple service, they instituted that every year these families will have the privilege of donating firewood to the temple and make it a big celebration and a big acknowledgement of the generosity, even if you don't need the firewood right now, but as a remembrance to these families stepping up when we really needed it, we're going to celebrate them on an ongoing basis. So the Mishnah starts to list them. Be'echod ben Nisan, the first day of Nisan. Bnei Aruch ben Yehuda, the family of Aruch, who's in the tribe of Yehuda. Be'esrim betamuz, on the 20th of Tammuz. Bnei David ben Yehuda, a man David from the tribe of Yehuda. Be'chamisha be'av, on the 15th of Av. Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda, a family of from Parosh. Be'shiva bo, on the 7th day of Av. Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav. Be'asara bo, on the 10th of Av, Bnei Sinoa ben Binyamid, the descendants of Sinoa from the tribe of Benjamin. Be'chamisha asar bo, on the 15th of Av, Bnei Zotu ben Yehuda ve'imahem, so not just the family, but imahem, kohanim, levim, v'chomi, sheta b'shivto, anyone who didn't know what their shevet was, so the people who weren't sure, they said, well, I think my family donated wood at some point, but I don't know exactly when or exactly what family or exactly what it was. So they would join in on that day. And the Mishnah adds, uvnei gonve eli, the descendants of the pestle thieves, P-E-S-T-L-E, the crushing implement, uvnei kotzitzei ktzius, and the ones who are descended of the fig cutters. The Bartner explains from ancient sources, these are euphemisms. What happened was the enemies, probably the Romans, had a gezeira that you couldn't bring bikurim. So what they did was they pretended they were bringing these figs up to cut the figs and press the figs with a pestle. They were carrying this big heavy board. But yeah, we're just going to press these figs in the press in Jerusalem. No big deal. Yeah, we're not going to the temple. Wink, wink. So they got by the Romans. They got by the enemies who had decreed against Bikurim, and they were able to bring their first fruits to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Gemara brings another story. The Romans or Greeks had decreed you cannot bring firewood. You cannot bring wood at all to the temple. They didn't want the lights to be on in the temple at all. So a bunch of Jews got a bunch of big ladders, big, strong ladders. They said, yeah, we need to go to the dovecote and fetch some doves to have lunch. And when they got to the temple, they disassembled the ladders, which of course were wood, and had gishmak, had excellent firewood for the temple. So they got by through stealth. It's amazing, Musser, that if something doesn't work the normal way, try to find a workaround. If it's for Avodas Shemaim, it's for L'Shem Shemaim, it's for Hashem, for the benefit of the Jewish people, do anything you can to help Am Yisrael and the Jewish people and the Torah and the mitzvot to proceed. It's also interesting to ponder, sometimes history isn't going to remember your name, but they will remember your deeds. So back to the list in the Mishnah, Be'esrim bo, on the 20th of Av, Bnei Pahat Moav ben Yehuda, from the family of Pahat Moav, just that tribe of Yehuda, Be'esrim be'elul Bnei Odin ben Yehuda, from the family of Odin, Be'echad be'tevet Shavu Bnei Parush Shinah. The first of Tevet, the family of Parosh would give wood a second time, and they would start the cycle over again. Be'echad b'tevit, on the first day of Tevit, lo haya bo mamad. There was no mamad, there's no special services and readings and fasting for the mamad. Shehaya bo halal, v'karban musaf, v'karban etzim. There was a halal for Hanukkah, there was a musaf offering for Rosh Chodesh, and there was also the family of Parosh bringing the wood offering. So the men of the shift who were on duty as representatives of the Jewish people weren't doing any of their mamad things. They were assisting in the temple and the arrival of the wood in Yerushalayim. On to Mishnah Vav, Chamisha Devarim Eru et Avotenu B'Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. Five negative things occurred to our ancestors on the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. Uvachamisha B'Tishbav, and five other horrible things on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Asar B'Tamuz Nishtabru Chalukot. On the 17th of Tammuz, the first tablets that Moshe Rabbeinu had from Har Sinai were broken. And this was when Moshe came down from Har Sinai and saw the Egel Azahav, the golden calf worship going on, and that many of the Jews didn't prevent the Erev Rav, these converts from Egypt, from participating in Avodah Zarah. They stood by idly, as they say. So what would have been a Yom Tov, what would have been an incredible simcha and celebration of getting the Luchot, the tablets, became Nebuch a terrible disgrace. The Mishnah continues, Botel Tamid. During the siege of Yerushalayim, they ran out of animals or perhaps firewood that couldn't bring the daily offering. Huvka ha'ir, the wall was broken. Sarif Apostumus at the Torah. Apostumus, which I think is a Greek name, it was a general at the time, burned a Torah scroll publicly. Hemid Selim Behechol, and he put an Avodah Zarah statue in the temple building. Betishabav, Tishabav Nebuch, Nigzar Alavotenu. Shaloyu Kansul Aretz. There was a gezeira because of Lashon Hara, because the Jews were speaking badly about Eretz Yisrael, about the land of Israel. They were complaining and saying it was impossible, saying Hashem can't bring us into the land, which of course is ridiculous. And that was the decree. It was about the Lashon Hara, the slander of Eretz Yisrael. There was a gezeira. They could not go in. They were going to be wandering for 40 years in the desert. Harav Bait Bereshona Vishnia, the first temple and the second temple were destroyed on that day. Nilkadu Beitar. Beitar was a large city, was destroyed after the destruction of the temple. And this was at the end of the Bar Kokhba rebellion against the Romans, about 6 decades after the destruction of the second temple. And many, many lives were lost. Countless Jewish lives were lost. And they also plowed the city. The Romans plowed up Yerushalayim. Famously, they tried to destroy every remnant of the temple. Aru, aru, adi, sodba. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The Romans tried to destroy everything. They were unable to dislodge the Kotel Maravi, the Western Wall. If you go today and you look carefully, you can see there are some square indentations higher up in the wall. That's where the Roman engineers cut into the wall and then tried to put beams in there to pry it apart. And they failed, Baruch Hashem. But they did plow up the Temple Mount itself. They plowed it. The Romans famously would plow salt into the fields of their enemies so things would not grow there. They were very barbaric, to put it nicely. That's not fair to barbarians. They were worse than barbarians. The Mishnah concludes, Mishe Nichnas Av, when the month of Av enters, Mimatim B'Simcha. We reduce our Simcha. And we're going to discuss more about Tisha B'Av in tomorrow's Mishnayot. Yashar Kochachem and be well.